We went through this mission already of Machrim Benoyu Bitoy Vahavdoy Vishivchosay Ivrim. If somebody goes ahead and is Machrim, his Benoyu Bitoy Avdoy Shivchosay Ivrim will stay Miknosay Emuchram. Shaina the Machrim Dover Shenishaloi. You can't make a Hachrom on something which is not yours. Kahanav Alavim Machrimim. They can't make a Cherim. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Rav Shimonai Makrehanim Ein Machrimim Shacharim Shalohem. But Levim Machrimim Shein Acharim Shalohem. Now it sounds like it's practical. It sounds like you're saying a practical thing. A Kohen can't be Machrim because the Cherim is theirs. Okay. If you would say it's a Pasuk, Xeris HaKosov, the practical element is not clear at all. Because L'chayre, the Hachroma goes, as we'll learn, to the Anshe Mishma. It goes to the Kohanim that are working that week in the Beis HaMikdash. So if a Kohen who's not from the Anshe Mishma is Makdish, is Machrim, it won't go to him. The Mishnah makes it sound very simple. The Mishnah makes it sound like, just like a person can't be Makna something to his Evet. Can't be Makna something to your Evet, right? Well, but the reason being, because it's not going out of your domain. Yad hevet ki yad raboi. So it's like you take an object from one hand and put it into the other hand. It never leaves your domain. So because there's a concept of yad hevet ki yad raboi, the hevet is like an extension of you. So if you try to give something, makna something to the hevet, it's ineffective because it's one yad. So the Mishnah sounds like it's saying the same thing. Saying that a kohen can't be machran. Because a coin is going to be machrim, it's going to go right back to him. That's the way it reads. I'm just saying the way the Mishnah reads. Because a coin can't be machrim, it may machrim him, shachavim in shalohim. But alavim, they are machrim him. Shainachavim in shalohim. Again, this doesn't seem to be the case. The case is that the cherim goes to the kahanim of that week in the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, there shouldn't be a problem, a practical problem. There shouldn't be a practical problem for a Kohen to be Machrim when it's not his week. It would make sense. The Anshe Mishmo, the people of that family that are working in that, in the Beis HaMikdash, the people of that Mishmo that are working in that week in the Beis HaMikdash, they shouldn't be able to be Machrim, potentially. Because it's in their domain. So it's almost like it's a vicious cycle. It's going right back into their domain. The Mishnah says, "Oh my Rebbe, Nirin Divrei Rabbi Yehuda b'Makarkois, by Kaka I agree with Rebbe that a Kohen, a Levi cannot be Machron because it says, Achuzas Olam Hilohem, supposed to stay by them forever. But Rev Shimon b'Makalkulin Sheinach Aram Inshaleh. So again, the Mishnah does not explain to us this Nakuda. And the Gemara doesn't either. The Gemara here quickly reads, Rabbi Yehuda b'Shloim Kohanim Machrim Shacharim Shalohem. The Gemara again sounds like it's logical, it's a smog. Kohen can't be Machrim because it goes right back to him. As far as what? No, whatever is Neschalik Teran Shem Mishmar is Neschalik Teran Shem Mishmar. Whatever there's a Tevez HaNo, to Avadi he could keep himself. But whatever goes to the Mishalik Teran Shem Mishma, that's it. There's a different thing that we discussed in the past, that whether a Kohen needs Bechlal to be on the pious for his carbon, he could be Makrovit and then he'll become the one that's doing the Avodah. But so long that he's not doing the Avodah and it's Mishalik Teran Shem Mishma, he doesn't... So over here it's a plea. It seems to be a plea. Says the Gemara, Leviim, we understand b'shloim b'makak iloim achrem yidiksev ki achuz asoyim iloim elamatatli lachrem omakro mikol asher loy umistei achuz asoy makish matatlon lakarkois v'rav shimin b'shloim b'kahanim k'damor, we understand elu leviim b'shloim b'matatlon lachrem, we understand loy makish elamakarkoi. Why does Rav Shimon hold that a Levi could be makrim karka? It says Achuzas Olam Hilohem. Hoksiv ki Achuzas Olam Hilohem. So the Gemara says, "My Machrim Minami Dekomer Metalkli." So actually, Even Rav Shimon only holds that a levi could be machrim metafla. He can't be machrim because it stays by him forever. So this, we don't have a problem with this exeris hakosuv, that the karka has to stay by the levi forever. So he can't make chere. That we understand. But again, this logic of why a kohen can't be machrim, very unclear. Very unclear why that should be logical. It seems to be, if it's exeris hakosuv, we understand. Rav Shimon only argues with him by metach. By karka, he agrees that it has to stay by the levi. Okay. So now we're going to try to get into this to have a better tfisa of what does this mean that it goes to the Anshei Mishma. So let's go through the next sugya. Omar Avchia Bar Oven, Hichrim Metatlin. If somebody gives a chirim to the Metatlin, Noisnon L'chol Koyin Shirse. You can give it to any Koyin you'd like. Shenema Chol Chirim B'Yisrael L'chol Yiyah. Okay, so now we're beginning to get maybe a tfisa. At least by metalpon we can understand why maybe a koyin can't be machra metalpon. Because if a metalpon, the Tevis Ano belongs to the Bailam, he could give it to any koyin he wants. So now if he happens to be the koyin, so he has the right to give it to himself. So the Hachroma doesn't really take it out of his domain. He has a schus to give it to himself, and he is a koyin, so it's his. So at least by metalpon we understand. According to what the Gemara is saying here. The Gemara is saying here now, this holding that we had, that the Cherem goes to the Anshei Mishmor, that's only by Karka. But by Metatlin it goes to whichever Kohen you'd like. So at least now we can understand that if a Kohen makes a Hachroma by Metatlin, it would be worthless. It goes right back to his pocket. Because he could give it to any Kohen, he's the Kohen who's holding it. So it's by him. That would make sense. Still in all, the Gemara should go ahead now and say, maybe there's a Hekish, which we're going to get to. Because then why by Karka do we say a Kohen can't be Machron? Because even Rav Chia says, Bar Hichrim Sadoishav, if you made a Cherem of your field, then Noisnon L'Kohen Shaboisei Mishmo. Shenema Kisidei HaCherem L'Kohen Tiach Uzasei. It says, like the stay cherem, that's the way it should be, the koyin's achuzah. And so, since it uses the term la koyin, we learn out la koyin from gezel ager. Vagoma la koyin mi gezel ager. The halach is if somebody went ahead and he stole, and then he swore falsely, and then he wants to get a kapore, so he needs to bring a korban asham gzeles, and he has to pay back the keren v'choymish from what he stole. This is somebody who swore falsely about the gzeles. By a ger shemeis, there's nobody to give it back to, so it goes to the kohen. Which kohen does it go to? It goes to the kohen in the mishmar, who's working that week in the Beis Hamikdash. So the Gemara says we use la kohen as a gzeir shor. For hasam inalon, this is Hashem la kohen. Kone Hashem v'neisne la kohen shabaisim mishmar. Atoyim la kohen shabaisim mishmar. How do you know it goes to the kohen shabaisim mishmar? Any al chol kohen shehirtsa. It compares it to the korban. The korban, which is clearly talking about the kohen who's working, who's serving in the Beis Hamikdash. So therefore, the halacha is that it goes to the kohen shebeis hamishma. Okay, so now we go back. We have a little bit of an understanding in the Mishnah now. Maybe we have now. We say that by metalkin, it goes to the kohen shebeis hamishma. Right? The metatlin goes to chol koyin shiyotze. So now if a koyin is machrim is metatlin, so it's going to go to whichever koyin he wants. If he is the koyin that was machrim, it would stay by him. Just because it's in his domain. Stay by him. Now we had earlier, there's a hekish between metatlin and karka, so we could say the hekish goes in both ways. So once the koyin can't be machrim metatlin, because of the fact that the metatlin would stay by him. So he can't be Macham Karka either. So now the Mishnah reads at least. Now we could read the Mishnah. What the Mishnah really is telling us is the reason why a Kohen can't be Machrim is because he can't be Machrim Metaklin, because that stays by him. So what are we going to say? Yeah, but the Karka goes to Kohen Shavoy Se Mishmo, but there's a Hekesh. The Hekesh is that whatever applies to Karka applies to Metaklin, and the other way around too. Whatever applies to Metaklin applies to Karka. You can't be partially in the parasha of Achroma. And since the Kohen is not in the parasha of Achroma for Metaltlin, so he's not in the parasha of Achroma for Karka. That would be simplistically a way to learn this. The problem I have with learning that way is that then this should be totally again in the Machloikis of Shimon and Rav Yehuda. Because Rav Shimon says that a Levi could be Machra. And we came out in the Gemara, a Levi could do a Charoma only on Metaltlin. On Karka, he can't do Achroma. And the reason why he can't do Achrom on Karka is because Achuz HaSoylom Elohem, because the Ori Migrosh, the Ori Alavim have to stay by them. So the Gemara says, what do you mean, I the Hekish? Rav Shimon doesn't hold of the Hekish. So if we are correct that the lumdus of why a Kohen can't be Machrom is because Metaklin he can't be Machrom because it goes back to him. And then there's a Hekish between Karka and Metaklin, just like it goes in the direction of Karka to Metaltlin, it goes from the direction of Metaltlin to Karka. Then it should go back that Rav Shimon, who argues by Levim, he should also argue by Kohenim. He should also argue by Kohenim, and he should actually hold the opposite. He should hold that a Levi can only be Machram Metaltlin, and a Kohen can only be Machram Karka. A Levi can only be Machram Metaltlin because Karka, the Torah says, has to stay by him forever. The Ori Halavim has to stay by him forever. And a Kohen should only be able to be Machram Karka because Metaltlin goes right back to him. So therefore, but again, Rav Shimon, who holds they're independent, just like he holds a Levi can have a exclusive type of Hachrama, which only relates to the Metaltlin. So a Kohen should be able to have Hachrama that's limited to Mekarkoi. And this doesn't seem to come out that way. Okay, so we'll see. Tosfos over here, when the Gemara goes and makes the breakup in the Hekesh, Tosfos seems to be bothered with this, which seems to be that Tosfos is learning that that's actually the pshat here, because as the Gemara, let's just read Vayikra, the Gemara says like this. Now also, I just want to throw out one other shaila. When the Gemara says you give it to the Kohen, Karka has to go to the Kohen Shabbos and Mishmar. Does that mean the Mishmar that's there when you're working when you made the Cherem? Or the Mishnah or the Mishmar that's there when you deliver the Cherem? It's a big difference. A guy makes a Hachroma on Zayin Adar. Right? And then he goes and works out the Hachroma with Hekdish on Zion Nisan. So it's not the same Mishmar anymore. It's a month later. When we say it goes to the Anshei Mishmar, does it go to the Anshei Mishmar that were working that week in the Beis Hamikdash when he made the Cherem? Or the ones that are there when he's delivering it? So if you look in, this we don't have here in the Rambam, but I'll quote the Rambam for you. The Rambam actually seems to say that we go by the time of the Cherem. The Rambam says as follows, Perek Vov. Noisei l'koyein sheboisei mishmo b'sho shehichirin. So according to the Rambam, you cannot manipulate it anymore. Once you made the Cherem, it's finished. You could never now decide which kohen you're going to give it to. You could decide when you're going to make the cherem. But once you made the cherem, it's over. That's what the Rambam says. The Chazanish holds it illogical to learn that way. So could you give me Chazanish and Kotchim? The Chazanish says that he doesn't hold that's the pshat. He says it goes by Shas Nesina. Even though the Rambam's language is by Bishor Shehechrin. So he learns that we're talking about a guy who made a cherem and he immediately delivered. But if you waited 3 weeks, then the mishmer would be the mishmer that's over then. Shkech. What? No, that's not a question about Tahara. It's a question of who's Eichin in this, who's Eichin it? So based on the way we explained Charomim last week, then it would make sense, like the Rambam is saying. The logical, the Chazon Ish feels that it's illogical. Chazon Ish says, "Haynu rak benoisein tekef la'asiyas achirim." This is only if you do it right away. That's what Chazon Ish wants to say to Pshat and the Rambam. The way we learned Charom last week, it would be very logical to say that the Rambam is simple. Because once you machrim, it goes to Hegdish. From Hegdish, it goes to the Kohen. So you can't manipulate it because technically you're out of the picture already. Once you made the Hachroma, you're out of the picture. This may play a role in how to learn the Sugya, because if we learn like the Chazon Ish, then my question is much weaker. If we learn like the Chazon Ish, which is that when a person makes a Cherem, he can still manipulate which Mishmer is going to get it, right? Although once he goes to deliver it, he can't go and say, "I want a different mishmer to get it." But he can manipulate when he decides to bring it, right? Or when he decides to engage Hekdesh. He makes the cherem and then he engages Hekdesh. Until he engages Hekdesh, so Hekdesh, as soon as Hekdesh takes possession, they will give it to the Kohen, the Osei Mishmer. So then you could still say, possibly, according to the Chazon Ish, it would make sense that the cherem is called in the Rishus of the Kohen. Because technically what the Kohen could do is sit tight until his Mishmer is the Mishmer Ha'ovid, and then it goes right back to him. Technically, according to the way the Chazon Ish learns. It's not clear to me that should be the Halacha. The Rambam's Lashon is not Mashma like that. But the Chazon Ish wants to say that the Rambam is Lavdafka. So we'll bear that in mind. There is a possibility, at least according to the Chazon Ish, that you could wait. But we'll see, Tosfos seems to say otherwise. So the Gemara says like this. The Gemara says, "Soda yetzel l'koyne b'yevel, meisnei l'mishmar shepogah b'yevel." You give it to the Mishmar, this is going by Yosei Achuza, right? Charoma goes right when you make the Cherem, it goes to the Koyne. But Yosei Achuza, either the owner redeems it back, and if the owner does not redeem it back, somebody else redeems it, it goes to the Koyhanim. So this is totally in Yovel. So the Gemara says, what happens if Yovel comes out on Shabbos? Call out the Shabbos. Because Shabbos, they have a Mishmar Nichnas and Mishmar Hayotze. So the question, Shabbos really overlaps two Mishmar. So the question is, which Mishmar gets the Stei Achuza, which was now goes to the Kohen. Omar Chir Barami Mishmei Dechufna. You give it to the Mishmar that's leaving. Omar Nachman by Yitzchok, Tanya, we learned this way because it says, Nimsa to'im echad yoivel v'echad shvius mishantin ke'echad. Yoivel and Shemitah work the same way. That the Shemitah happens in one day. It's not something that happens throughout the year, it's one day. Elo sheha yoivel b'tchilosoi. Yoivel is mishamet right at the beginning. Vashmoto b'sefer. And Shemitah is the last day. So the Gemara now is assuming, the Gemara says, When it says that Yevil is b'tchilosoi, it's mitnei sha'yevil b'tchilosoi. Since Yevil is in the beginning, so therefore it's logical that it should go to the Koyana Ha'ove, the Mishmar Hayotze, because they're the ones that were there when Yovel came in. In other words, since Yovel is Hal, right from the beginning. So the Kohen that was there, he's the one that it should go to. The Kohen Ayetze, the Mishma Ayetze, because they were there. The Mishma Nichnas, the switching of the guard on that Shabbos, is happening through the Shabbos. The Talmud Shal Shachar is still with the Mishma Ayetze. So therefore, they're the ones that are there when it occurs. That's what the Gemara is trying to say. And therefore, it should go to them. The Gemara says, "Bishloimish v'yis b'sefer." We know it says "Miktzei shavashonim tasa shmita," but Yovel should be from Yom Kippur. Elo Yovel b'tchilos be Yom Kippur. Modichziv says, "Be Yom Kippur taviur shayfa b'chol atzra." Homani yebishmo b'nei shor b'biyech membrekvi. That he also already starts from Rosh Hashanah. The Omer me Rosh Hashanah who the Chayil Yovel. He went and told it to Rabbi Avuhu, and he asked the question as follows. He says, why do we make a hekesh from kaka, from metatlin to kaka, metatlin to chem to kaka? And just like kaka goes to Anshe Mishmar, so the metatlin should also go to Anshe Mishmar. So now he goes and he says, what do you mean? Love Tanoi, it's a machloikas Tanoi. The Ika de Makish, Ika de Loi Makish, command them Loi Makshina. So basically, the Gemara is saying here that if you hold Makshinan, then Kaka and Metatlin goes to one source. And if you hold Loi Makshinan, then it doesn't go to one source. So now, we're completely thrown off track. Because the Gemara seems to be saying in conclusion that the Kaka and the Metatlin are either tied together or not tied together. If they're tied together, then actually you would give the metatlin also to the Kohen Shabbos and Mishma. The only reason why the kark, why a metatlin you give to any Kohen you want, is because we don't make a hekesh from kark to metatlin. That seems to be the maskonas hagemara. If you hold, you make a hekesh from metatlin to kark, then they both go to one source. But if not, then the Gemara says, if you hold one makshin, and then you could hold of this division where the kaka goes to the Anshe Mishma, and the metatlin goes the whole kohen shiur. Our whole way of understanding the Gemara from the beginning was that what's the reason why a kohen can't be machrim? Because it's going to end up by him. And we said, how does that work? Because metatlin goes to any kohen you want. And we said, once metatlin doesn't work, then kaka doesn't work either. The conclusion of the Gemara is just the opposite. That if you hold of the hekesh from kaka to metatlin, then both of them. So now we're left in the dark completely, because the opinion holds loy makshinim. They should hold that a kohen to be machrim. To be machrim kaka. The opinion holds makshinim should hold you came that the opinion holds should hold machrim in both, because according to him, both Kaka and Metatlin should go to the Anshe Mishma. So we're really out completely. So if you look at this Tosfos, the second Tosfos, in Toma Hadamina Leel, Bishloma Kohanim Machrim in the Haramim Shalahim, as Tosfos, Aloy, Sidei Haramim, Sorich Litnam the Kohen Shabbosei Mishma. You have to give it to the Kohen and the Oisei Mishma. Then Cain says, "This is very simple. In Hichrim Koyin Sodeyu, in Enei B'Mishmarta, if the Koyin was Machem Afil, that's not in, during his week. Amai Enei Tzorich Litno the Koyin Shabbos Mishmo. So now Tosfos wants to change the whole Gemara. He wants to say that the whole Gemara that was talking about Levim is applicable to Kohanim too. He says, "V'tzorach loyma de l'ravcha de milsa amarachim." Very big doichik Tosfos says that. Enechanami, the Gemara is loved after the Gemara doesn't work. Sha'arei yemichim koyin tzadei u'enecherem because achuz asoylem hilahem. Va'af al gad v'gabi levim u'dechsiv mistam l'kehanim nami hachihu. Unbelievable Tosfos. Huh? Tosfos says, number one, the whole Gemara is loved after. The whole Gemara and the Lashon HaMishnah, which is that the reason why a kohen can't be machem is because it's his, is lav dafka. That's not the reason. Because really, in conclusion, it goes to the kohen HaMishma, And therefore, only if the Kohen would be working that week in the Beis HaMikdash, would it go to him. So, yeah, but then at least you could say that see, this is a different shaila. When you machlik the property during the mishma, if you had a coin that was muchzik, exactly. So that I don't have such a problem understanding that. But the problem that we have here is that basically Tosfos is telling us the only way to learn the sugya now is that the whole sugya is lav dafka. Number one, the whole sugya is lav dafka. The whole lashon haMishnah is lav dafka. And not only lav dafka, it's really not correct. The Mishnah says that a coin can't be machron because it goes to him. It's not true. It doesn't go to him. That's a big pill to swallow. And Tosfos' alternative pshat is that it's because of achuzas olam. And then Tosfos says, but by the way, that doesn't even say about a kohenim. It only says it about a levim. He says, no, mistam, it's also about a kohenim. It's exeres hakosov. It's not a svorah. It's exeres hakosov. There's no svorah that the levi should have it forever more than a yisrael should have a stay achuzah forever. But there's exeres hakosov. So Tosfos is saying, well, it's logical. It's mistama. That if a levi has such a halacha, that a kohen also has. So really, it's both the nekudas that Tosfos is saying is a tremendous chiddush. Both are tremendous. And then he goes and he says, So really, Tosfos is basically telling us that the questions that we had on Amud Aleph are really good, and that it's a problem. And the solution is that's lav dafka. So that's really a b'di'evadika mahalach that we would have here to learn the sugya. Again, if Tosfos wouldn't say it, I would say it's impossible to learn that way. Tosfos says it, so it's a mahalach. But it's definitely a tremendous, tremendous chiddush to learn the sugya that way. Now, another issue here is that the Gemara says that according to the Yishmael ben Eishel of Yechim and Breka, Yovel already begins from Rosh Hashanah. Right, that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara is trying to explain why is it that the Mishmar that is there the week that Yovel enters, why are they the Mishmar that gets it? And the Gemara explains because there's a really Yovel is on Yom Kippur. Everything Yovel, the transfer of property, goes on Yom Kippur. So the Gemara says, well, it's going like Rabbi Yechim Lebrega, who holds that Shemitah begins from the beginning. Yovel begins from the beginning. And that's what the Gemara says. Now, Rashi brings down, what does it mean, Meresh Hashanah Hu Dechaya? So Rashi says, actually over here he's not Masbert. But if you look here in the Sugin Rosh Hashanah, it's a very interesting Gemara. The Gemara says, according to one opinion, it only begins on Yom Kippur. Till Yom Kippur, nothing happens. Till Yom Kippur, Yovel doesn't enter until Yom Kippur. The other mandama, this mandama that the Gemara is saying, Rabbi Shmuel ben Eishel b'Yechim b'Reikya, he holds that from Rosh Hashanah, the Avodim already don't work. The Loshon Gemara there is the Avodim sit, they have the crowns in their heads, because they don't have to work, but they don't go home. And then when Yovel, and the same thing, the fields, they don't go back until Yovel. Yovel, Yom Kippur, is what makes the actual transfer. For some reason, our Gemara is completely ignoring that. Our Gemara is completely ignoring the concept that even according to the Gemara, the only machlokes between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Shmuel ben Eishel b'Yechim b'Breka is when Yovel actually begins. But when the transfer happens, they both agree. Rabbi Shmuel ben Eishel b'Yechim b'Breka holds already from Rosh Hashanah the Avodim are having a good time. Right? It's like Yitzias Mitzrayim, the year before, the year that we had Makkos, we weren't working anymore. We were still Avodim. We weren't freed until Pesach. So that's really the same thing. Those 10 days between Rosh Hashanah and Kippur seem to be nothing more than a time where Avodim don't have to work, but they're still Avodim until Yovel comes. Same thing, the fields, they don't go out until Yovel, which is Yom Kippur, when the Korosim Dror, So if that's the case, why is our Gemara satisfied with the stay achuza, which goes yovel to the kohenim? That should already happen by the. It should be given to the kohen that's in the mishmar when Yom Kippur comes in, when Rosh Hashanah comes in that year. Doesn't make sense. This is a transfer. Transfer goes by Yom Kippur. So the Shagas Aryeh is bothered by this. Already in Maseches Rosh Hashanah in 2 a.m. And the Shagas Aryeh says as follows. Hallo Amrino and Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur Moi Hoyu Avodim Niftorim V'loim Mishtabdin La'Dineh. They didn't work, but they didn't go home. Elo Oichlim V'Shoifim. They would eat and drink, but they would stay where they're working. Higia Yom Kippurim. When Yom Kippur came, Toku B'Shoifim V'Niftorim. Says the Shagas Aryeh, a tremendous chiddush. The Be'emes Mitzvahs Yovel Tzuluyah B'Tkiyah Shoifim. Mitzvah Yovel depends on Tkiyah Shefer. But once there's a Tkiyah Shefer, L'mafreya they're freed. So it's not that they're first freed on Yom Kippur. It's retroactive. And the only reason why they have to hang out there is because we don't know if Bezdin's going to blow the Shefer.
On Yom Kippur.
But once Bezdin blows the Shefer on Yom Kippur, retroactively they're free from the beginning. That's it. Tremendous chiddush. That's what it is. Aber acha shetoku b'shoifer chal mafreya merosh Hashanah. Since the Shagas Aryeh, this already works retroactively, and now they're free from Rosh Hashanah. Or if that's the case, we understand our sugya. So when we have to decide which mishmar should get it, it's going to be the mishmar that was there by Rosh Hashanah. Because once Bezdin blows shoifer on Yom Kippur, it's the mafreya from Rosh Hashanah. V'lochei merosh Hashanah ad Yom Kippurim, says the Shagas Aryeh, tuluyim b'sofek. They're hanging. They don't know. Is Bezdin going to blow? They're not going to blow. And therefore, lo hoyu avodim niftorim lebateim mishum de besofik huaymein. V'lochem b'Rosh Hashanah ein niftorim lebateim legamli. They can't go home because dilma lo yisku. What does that mean? L'chayr, what it means is maybe an oinus will happen. Maybe some oinus will happen, and Bezdin won't be able to blow. So you don't know that you're free yet. Freedom will only be a yovel that had a tkiyah shofar on Yom Kippur. One of the components that's needed. Yovel comes in on Rosh Hashanah. But what type of yovel will free you? A yovel that had in it a tkiyah on Yom Kippur. And therefore, if there would be an oinus, you're stuck. You're stuck. No droch. No, that's for sure. Has to be on Yom Kippur. So they're all hanging on this Tkiyah Shofar, not because they're not free until the Tkiyah Shofar, but because they don't know will there be a Tkiyah Shofar. It probably will be, most likely. They're already partying, they're oichlim v'shoisim, they're anticipating that's so it will be. Right? But until it happens. As we've seen the last couple of weeks, till the guy steps down, he's in there. Right? He's going. Till he steps down, he's there. So, Memela, that's the same thing. That's what Shagas Aryeh says. Mikomokim loy mishtabdin, because Dilma loy avdihin. You're not avodim anymore. The Odin came to work with you, because you could say, I may not be your Evid anymore. On the other hand, if you go home, he goes, 1 second, you can't get lost yet. We have to see what happens. That's what Shagas Aryeh. Very interesting what Shagas Aryeh learns, which is that really, even according to Rabbi Shmuel, there's Taka Yom Kippur is Chal right away, which is the Pashtas Mashmois of our Sugi. That's the Pashtas Mashmois. But I have to say, it's a whopper Kiddush, but that's the way he understands it. So, I want to try to give a Hezbollah in this, we'll do this and then we'll get the Yovel out of the way and we'll finish this whole Mishmar thing next week, because it's really the next Sugi as well. Until the end of the parak, we'll finish next week the Danshi Mishmo. So let's just first do the Yovel, the Nekuda. And they tie together, but it's a separate Nekuda. I think that the Pshat here we could say to answer this question of Yovel is really relatively simple. One approach, again, is take the Shagas Aryeh's approach. Massive Chiddush. Everything works retroactively. If you look in the Lashon of the Meiri questions the Lashon of the Gemara that says that already when Rosh Hashanah comes, the Avodim are wearing crowns. What are these crowns? To say that they're eating and drinking, that's a way of saying they're not working. That's okay. That we understand. They're eating and drinking, meaning they're not working. They're not in the they're no longer working. But what are these crowns? So the Meiri over there in the Sugya in Rosh Hashanah, the fascinating Meiri, he says, that these hats that they used to wear, the atorois, was a simen of cheros. It was freedom. And since they were already meshuchra, they wore the crowns of freedom. They were special crowns that they wore, like the Gemara says, this was common in the time of Chazal, that the hat would be very, very symbolic. The truth is today, it's also that way. I mean, a hat is a hat. They can't make light of a hat. So the hat was very critical. Besul and Nisas, so the whole second parak in Ksubis talks about what kind of hat she wore. Hinuma. Rav Kahana had a certain, the Amirorim wore certain hats. The Gemara says those hats had certain value. With the Dishovali by Pidyon HaBen, it had a, because he's a Gavra Rabbi, there's a certain hat. So the Miri says there are certain hats of freedom. And this is what the Avodim used to wear. So when it says Atarishayim Breshayim, it's not just poetic. According to the Miri, it means they actually, they were free. So what does it mean they were free? The Miri seems to be saying something. So I want to tell you a plush at the Pshat. And I think with this hour, Sugi will be very clear. When we talk about the Inyan of Eved, so there are two components to every Eved. There's a Kinyan moment, and there's a Kinyan Issa. They're two different things. Even in Eved Ivri, the Gemara says it's Gufei Koneh. Even in Eved Ivri, there's a level of Gufei Koneh. So the Ritvo explains in Kiddushin, because you see in Eved Ivri, it's Mutu B'Shivchei Knanas. He's mutter in a Shivchei Knanas. Regular Yisrael is not allowed to live with a Shivchei Knanas. It's a deraisa to live with a Shivchei Knanas. Lehi HaKodesh. But inevitably, he's allowed to live with a Shivchei Knanas. So the Odin has a certain Kinyan Isser on the Eved, besides for a Kinyan moment. The two separate things. By Eved Kanani, I was Mazbidis Barichas. That it's Mashmah for the Gemara, Meid Kotten. That there are two components to every Eved Kanani. And the reason why an Eved Kanani is potter from mitzvahs is because he doesn't have Kedushas Yisrael until you free him. He's potter from all those mitzvahs that he's potter from. Until you free him, not because he's physically working for you, but because until you give him a Shtar Shechur, the Isser of the Eved Kanani remains. That's how we explain the Chatzi Eved V'Chatzi Ben Chorin. The Gemara says in Ma'id Kotten that the Chatzi Eved V'Chatzi Ben Chorin, according to the Mishnah Reina, which says that you have to free him, right? We pass in Lamaisa, a Chatzi Eved V'Chatzi Ben Chorin has to be freed. So the Gemara says in Ma'id Kotten, he's chayef to be Eilu L'Regel. Only according to the Mishnah Rishayna, when they used to keep an Eved Kanani half, would he be potter from Eilu L'Regel. But once it became an unacceptable practice to keep a Chatzi Eved V'Chatzi Ben Chorin, he's chayef to be Eilu L'Regel. So the Shagas Aryeh, it could be L'shitosei, the Shagas Aryeh there in Chagiga, he says, oh, if that's the case, since the Shagas Aryeh, he says then, L'choyre, all Chatzi Eved V'Chatzi Ben Chorin that we know of in Shas, doesn't apply. Because now that we have this Chatzi Eved V'Chatzi Ben Chorin has to be free, so he says a Chiddush that only the Shagas Aryeh could say. He says there is no longer a din of Chatzi Eved V'Chatzi Ben Chorin. Doesn't exist. Which is really contradictory to all the Sugis HaShas and the Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Uchas Rosh Hashanah that a Chatzi Eved V'Chatzi Ben Chorin, he can't blow shofar for somebody else. He can't even blow shofar for himself. But the Chatzi Eved can't be Moitzi the Chatzi Ben Chorin. According to Shah Gesari, that's all untrue. Because now that we have this, so the way I explained it was much more poshut, was that a Chatzi Eved V'Chatzi Ben Chorin monetarily is no longer an Eved. Because the Odin has to free him. So the Odin has no monetary rights on this Eved anymore. But until he gives him a Shtar Shechur, he's still an Eved. Halachically. Not monetarily. So I say very simple. Aliyah l'regel, what's the reason why an eved is potter from Aliyah l'regel? We learn out of a pasuk. Mi she'ein loy ela odin echad. Only somebody whose odin is only Hashem. Somebody has another odin doesn't go to be Aliyah l'regel. So that's not because he doesn't have kedusha. The reason why he doesn't go to Aliyah l'regel is because he has another boss. Once he's a chatzi eved, chatzi ben chayvin, he doesn't have another boss. And the male is chayev to be Aliyah l'regel. That's why we only find in Shas that today Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chayvin changed only for Aliyah l'regel. Because there we don't need the Kedusha to kick in. We only need the monetary to kick in. So since Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chayvin, you're not allowed to work with him, you have to free him, he's not considered that he has another boss. Mashenkein l'gabi d'ava alochesh ki yeshoi for all, whatever, that's Kedushas Yisrael. Till you give him an official document which frees him and makes him into a Ben Chayvin, Kedushas Yisrael, doesn't work. So I would suggest that Yovel Rosh Hashanah is really unlocks all monetary obligations on Rosh Hashanah. Masha'enke Yom Kippur unlocks the spiritual connection. Yom Kippur unlocks the, and that's the pshat that the Avodim, they're like without a get, they don't have a shtar shichur. The king in Isser, whatever king in Isser there is still awaiting for Yom Kippur to kick in. But they're already freed monetarily from Rosh Hashanah. And that's why they already are free to do what they want, Oichlim v'shoisim, and they put on their hats of freedom. Because monetarily they're already B'nai Chayr. The Odin has no Shlita. And therefore the Odin has no right to be Shailat on him, not because it's a Sofik.